Good morning. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Good morning, CJ. My name is Audrey Kenyon.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I received a mailer and I'd like to sign up for service.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you out with that. Let's go ahead and get your service address, please.
30 Robin, Robin Lane, Kingston.
Perfect. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at when service would be available.
Sure.
All right, and I do see the in-service date would be towards the end of October. So what we can do is we can go ahead and get you set up now, and then once we get closer to the in-service date, we'll be giving you a call to schedule for your install. Would that be okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And Audrey, what is the best phone number for you, please?
914-466-1950.
Perfect, thank you. And is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that. And you were looking at the 1 gig, is that correct, for $69.99?
That is correct.
Okay, and that would be with auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, just so that you're aware.
That's fine.
Okay. And then approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking? Square footage wise.
Yeah, you want me to include the basement as well?
Well, I mean, whatever area of living that you plan on
Yeah,
regularly using.
okay. 1600 square foot.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the reason I ask is because we do also offer Wi-Fi extenders for $8 a month, basically. That's for the homes that are larger than 12 to 2,500 square feet. Typically, especially with older homes, sometimes the building materials kind of prevents the Wi-Fi signal from reaching the harder to reach places. So the reason I ask is just to see if maybe you might benefit from it. But at this time, it's not necessary. You can always just add it later on if you feel that you're not getting good enough signal in certain parts of the home.
No, I'll wait and see how this goes.
Okay, perfect.
What I have right now is horrible.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. And were you looking at phone service as well?
No.
Okay. And
Will
I
you
do
provide
apologize for my
landlines?
voice.
No, that's okay. You Archtop has landlines as well, or?
Yes, so it's actually through the internet. So it relies on the fiber internet, but it basically acts like a landline.
Oh. Didn't know
And
that,
it's
but no, I'm not
$24.99 a
interested.
month.
No, I didn't know that, but no, thank you.
Okay, perfect. And do you rent or own the property, please?
Own.
All right. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Is it coming overhead through the air, or is it buried under the ground?
Overhead.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And Audrey, is it Audrey?
Audrey, yes.
Perfect. And you said your last name was Kenyon. Was that Kenyon?
Yes.
Perfect. I actually had a friend named Amanda Kenyon that I grew up with.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she was from Massachusetts.
Ah,
So
okay.
when I heard the
Mostly up
name, I was
in
like,
Asheville.
yeah, that's why I knew how to spell it. And what is the best email address for you, please? The reason being is this is the email address that you'll use to log into the online portal.
AUD0727@gmail.com.
Okay. So that's AUD0727@gmail. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure I had that correct. And the phone number that you provided me, do you want that as the primary account number, like the phone number on the account?
Yes, please.
Okay. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
Nah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Any of them's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you choose one. I don't care.
I mean, text is probably the best because
Sure.
with text messaging, we notify customers with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And we only use that method for account-specific updates, so we don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize it. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. And of course, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score. We don't see anything regarding your credit score. The only thing it tells us is, okay, we're validating your identity, and then to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to the installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit.
Yeah, either or is fine. Doesn't matter.
So did you want to go through the credit check so you don't have to pay the $50
sure.
deposit? Okay.
Why not?
All right. Let's go ahead and do that. And just bear with me as I get to the screen.
That's fine.
And so it was 30 Robin Lane, right?
30 Robin Lane, yes.
Perfect. All right, and now I'm ready for your social. I only need it once. Immediately, I press submit, and it tells me whether or not you have to pay a deposit.
117-605887.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Awesome. No deposit required.
Perfect.
So that's all set. And we do offer that discount for the $69.99 for enrolling in the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to go ahead and set that up now?
Oh, we're going to do that now? Sure.
Yeah, we can definitely do it now. And we're going to do it with the checking account, right?
Yes. I just got to find my checkbook.
No worries. Take your time.
Sorry. And there's no... Or the equipment fee is included in the monthly price, is that correct?
Yes, correct. So there's no additional fees. You're going to be paying the $69.99, and that's it. There's no taxes on top of it. There's no additional fees. The equipment is included in that price and is valid for 2 years. There's no cancellation.
Okay, so if I need to cancel within that 2 years' time, is there...
There's no penalty.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
Routing number?
Mm-hmm.
221-976-243.
Okay.
Account?
Yep.
2001-4633-201.
Perfect. And that is with Mid-Hudson Valley FCU, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Sure.
Okay. And just so you're aware, the billing cycle doesn't start until the day of install. So you won't see anything come out you won't see anything come out prior to the day of install. I've had that question a couple of times, so.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow. Sorry. The billing cycle is... So say we're installed on the 2nd, is it from the 2nd of the month to the next 2nd of the month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So essentially, if, like, say, for example, your installation happens on the 2nd, that would be the day that you officially have service would be the start of your billing cycle.
Okay, that's fine.
And I know you said that you had found out about us through the direct mail. Is there anything that we should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs, anything that, you know, we might need to know about?
Not that
Or
I'm aware
be
of.
mindful of?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think so. I do have dogs, but they won't be.
Oh, no worries. I like to throw that in as a little joke and kind of make it keep it lighthearted.
You know, I mean, they can watch out for landmines, you know.
Yeah, that's my yard all the time. Like my old 13-year-old dog, my 13-year-old Basset has this nasty habit of going in the driveway. So I have to pick it up all the time, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, we've got an old girl.
He's got like a half acre that he can go out and do potty, and he chooses the driveway.
Right out the front door.
Yep, that's literally him.
Yep, that's what mine does. She's practically deaf and blind.
Oh, yep, that's where mine's heading.
Yeah. But her nose still works pretty darn good.
That's the important part, right? She knows
absolutely.
When you're cooking up the bacon.
Oh, yeah, and she sits there, too, and just starts barking.
I know, she whines. That's what my dog does. He likes to whine and beg.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have another one. She's about 3. So, and 2 cats.
Aw. Yeah, I've got an American Bully who is 2.5, 3 years old right now. And then
really?
The 13-year-old Basset. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a pit lab mix a couple years ago, but we lost her, so.
I lost my double XL American Bully. He was my service animal. I lost him in 2022. He had bloat where the stomach twisted, and it destroyed me. He was 2 weeks or 3 weeks away from turning 3 years old.
Aw.
He was still technically a puppy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was huge. He was like 5'3", standing straight up.
Wow.
And he was like over 125 pounds. But he literally was like a human. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's hard when you lose an animal.
It really is. And he was the most expensive dog I ever bought, too. Like, he was $5,000, so he was costly.
Oh, gosh.
Well, he was also Purple Ribbon, so. Yeah, he came from a long line of champions. Most of my dogs have been rescues, but I did buy this one because I wanted to train him from a puppy.
Yep.
So, and he was the best dog I ever owned, I have to admit. Like, his quality, his temperament was by far unparalleled compared to any other dog I've ever owned.
Wow. I don't think I'd ever spend that much money on a dog, though.
Sorry. Well, I mean, at the time I had the money, so.
Yeah, no. But no, I mean, that's good, though.
Yeah.
Animal lovers.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I like my American Bully that I currently have now is a rescue. My ex had to either get rid of him or he was going to get evicted. And in South Carolina, all the shelters are kill shelters.
Yep.
So I drove 17 hours down to South Carolina to go pick him up.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I had a flat on the way down. So what was supposed to be 11 hours took 17.
Damn.
Yep. And then it was like a 13-hour trip back. So that was a fun weekend.
Oh, I bet. You're probably cursing him.
Well, no, I was more cursing at the lack of tow trucks within the vicinity because I called AAA and there were no tow trucks within 60 miles. So I had to pay out of pocket, which was most of my, for a private tow truck, which was most of my travel expenses that I had, my travel funds. So that was nerve wracking, making sure that I was making it home.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've got a dog out of it. So he's happy. He's healthy. You know, he's a gorgeous dog. He glows almost like a golden silver in the sunlight. Yeah. So he's technically brown, but he shimmers, like his coat shimmers like gold in the sunlight.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really, really cool. I've never actually seen a coat like his before, so it's unusual.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's nice and unique. Everybody always compliments him too. But in the meantime, did you have any other questions or comments for the techs? Just so that, like, if there's any questions that you might have for the techs where they can contact you prior to the installation or that they can explain during installation?
I don't think so.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, you are all set. Since the install date or the in-service date isn't until the end of October, what will happen is we'll reach out to you with the scheduling.
Okay. Perfect.
But other than that, you are all set, my dear. I can go over a couple of the disclosures if you'd like me to, just
No.
so that you're aware of, what to expect. I think the most important thing is really when it comes to your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called a drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. That's the outdoor part. The one that you would have to be home for is when the techs have to come into your house and set you up.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. We do try to bury the cable rather than go overhead, but we will go aerial if necessary.
Okay.
And then if you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection even throughout the installation process, we recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And then our modem router and any equipment provided by our shop is the property of our shop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At
No
that
problem.
time, what will happen is you'll receive a return kit, which is essentially a pre-labeled box to go ahead and mail us back the equipment. If you don't mail it within the 30 days, it can result in up to a $135 per unit charge for not returning it in the required time frame.
Okay.
So just wanted to let you know that. As
Appreciate it.
far as any questions that you may have regarding terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website or give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. Now, the important thing is you're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email that you provided to me today. So what will happen is you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be including a temporary password for you to go ahead and log into your online account. There you
Perfect.
can go ahead and edit any auto pay settings. You can review your invoices, upgrade your service if necessary. So there's plenty of things that you can do with your online portal.
Okay.
And then, of course, as the terms of service go, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time? As posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration. Perfect. And you are all set, my dear.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so very welcome. And Audrey, I really did appreciate and have had a wonderful pleasure speaking with you today. And definitely enjoy the old girl and the cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Enjoy yours as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to Rory crossing that rainbow bridge thing, and most bastards don't make it past 13. And he's currently 13. So.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but it's all worth it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he is a wonderful dog, and he's got his stubbornness, but other than that, he's pretty
Yeah, don't we all?
good.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Of course, you as well. And thank you so much for calling our shop, Fiber. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll speak to you soon when it comes to scheduling.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Andre. Have a great
Bye-bye.
day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.